Sunday morning, 6:8:25. This is a teaching, and it's called Dealing with Demonic Entities. From the time that Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan and throughout his 3-year ministry here on the earth, he had encounters with demonic entities. So I just went through and started looking at the different areas when Jesus had to deal with demonic entities, what he did. Now I'm going to start with Matthew 4 there. This is Jesus' first encounter with demonic entities. It says, and Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a temple or pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus saith unto him, it is written, again thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and beholdeth, angels came and ministered unto him. So Jesus addressed this entity as Satan. He said, get thee hence, Satan. After he came out of the wilderness, he began his ministry, and that included dealing with demonic entities. So further in the chapter, let's go over to 23. It says in 23 and 24, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. So we see here demonic entities are kind of linked to sickness. They're enforcing the curse. We know what happened in the garden. Mankind came under the curse. But according to Galatians 3:13 and 14, we've been redeemed from the curse. Man has been given dominion, and death and life are in the power of the tongue, not in the devil. Even though people teach it, he authored sickness. No, he did not. He never authored anything. God authored everything, and then he gave that authority to man to author like he did. We give the devil far too much credit. He'll take everything. You give him an inch, he'll take a mile, for sure. But we need to get that straight. Let me say this again. Some teach and believe that Satan is the author of sickness, but I believe we give him too much credit for things already. Because of the blood of Jesus, we are no longer under the curse. Deuteronomy chapter 28 talks about a long list of the curses. But even then, it sounded like if they would do this, then they wouldn't be under the curse. But if they didn't do this, they were under the curse. Even in the old covenant, it was that way. Okay. And that's what I just read here. Man was given dominion and death and life from the power of the tongue, not in the devil. Satan torments and tries to talk through fear the person into speaking what they do not want. And this is where sickness comes from, because Jesus took all sickness and all disease for all time. The person themselves manufacture the things. See, if he could get a hold of your tongue and get you to side in with what bad news he has brought, then guess what? Seems to be the hardest thing in the world for a Christian to keep their mouth shut. Matthew 8. I always got to be something all the time. Gotta say it. Oh, if I'm feeling it, I gotta say it. Well, if you're feeling it and you say it, then you probably got it. Okay, let's go to Matthew chapter 8. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Huh. Don't we have that same power and ability? Through the name of Jesus. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. Speak the word only, my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to another, my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. Let me stop here for a minute. Who has authority? God has authority. Jesus said, All power has been given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. So he gave that authority to us. The devil has no authority. Has no authority. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And he said unto the centurion, Go thy way. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. If the devil had authority, then he could enforce that on you, and it would always be that way. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Here it is, sickness and devils together again. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. So man was given dominion, death and life are power in the tongue, not in the power of the devil. It is clearly the choice of man. Satan never authored anything. All he's ever done is steal what God made. Satan was cast out of heaven, and that is how God dealt with him. Because of the name and blood of Jesus, we handle the devil the same way God did. Our place is our stand against Satan and his deception. This is Satan's device. 2 Corinthians 4:4, The God of this world hath blinded the minds. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. In other words, they don't know the truth. Satan's come to block the truth. Isn't that what we're going through in our nation? Over the last 8 years, we've come to the realization of what they've been doing to us for generations and generations. Stuff that we didn't know anything about, that now we know that this renegade spirit has infiltrated the whole earth, and he's trying to take everybody off the planet. That was the key. That was the Georgia Guidestones. That was their plan, Satan's plan. And his plan is always the same. To best God, kill God's creation, mess up everything God did, and then get back up into heaven and reign like he did before. It's never going to happen. Jesus made sure of that. So we need to quit giving him the power that he does not deserve and he does not have. Okay? Jesus dealt with demonic entities in his ministry, and if we follow the Holy Spirit like Jesus did, then we will have to deal with them also. But it'll be by the finger of God. Even Jesus didn't do it except by the finger of God. Whenever Jesus went, wherever Jesus went, these demonic entities cried out when he crossed paths with them. Was it just Jesus? No. We just experienced that this ourselves. Okay, Mark 1. Verse 23 there. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." Mark chapter 9. You've got to find it in the Gospels. Everywhere Jesus went, they is a crying out. When he crossed their path, 9:14 of Mark. When he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them and the scribes questioning them. Straightway all the people, when they held him, were greatly amazed, and returning to him, saluted him. He asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus saith unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit and said unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast it out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting. Well, I looked up what prayer and fasting is in the Strong's. Prayer means worship, and fasting means abstinence. So what that said to me was they had not pulled themselves aside to pray and to worship God to get the goods to be able to help this person. That's something we know that Jesus did. Okay, James 4:7-8 says, and this was really the scripture that the Lord drove home to me more than anything else. This is 4:7-8. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Okay, let's go back to Luke. Another incident. Keep that in mind. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. To me, when you submit to God, you resisted the devil. And he'll flee. The scripture says he will. All right, this is Luke 8, 26. Kind of, this is the guy that had the multiples, the madman of Gadara. And they arrived at the country, verse 26, of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils a long time and wore no clothes, neither abode in any house but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oft times it had caught him, and was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands, and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is thy name?" He said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. In Mark chapter 9, when we read that account, it talked about it rent him. I looked up rent. Through the idea of spasmodic contraction to mangle, convulse with epilepsy. Just a reminder here, a demon must be cast out. You cannot, through medication, get rid of a demonic entity. God said, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Okay, we're going to keep on this course. Go back to chapter 7 of Luke. This is 21 and 22. And in that same hour, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits. And unto many that were blind, he gave sight. Then Jesus answering and saith unto them, "Go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, so to the poor the gospel is preached." And then he said, "And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." Okay. Now, let's go over to Galatians chapter 5. The Holy Spirit brought this up again. I even mentioned it this morning on the broadcast. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you're led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry. The Lord stopped me at witchcraft. Witchcraft, pharmakia, medication, pharmacy, magic. Let that sink in a minute. It's a work of the flesh. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, not by the works of the flesh. 8:2. And a certain woman which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils. It seems that most of the sickness that was represented here in Jesus' day, all was the devil enforcing them. And evidently they'd been to the physicians and taken all their brews and potions, but nothing worked. Okay, go to Acts 19. I'm going to make some comments here. This morning the Lord brought up to me a certain faith teacher, excellent faith teacher, even taught healing school. Taught a series on witchcraft and getting the witchcraft out of your home. Well, we'll just do a little witchcraft here. But then on the other hand, would advise someone in healing school to use means. The person didn't want to use means. Felt like they were going against the scripture to do so. And so they actually talked the person into going ahead and having a procedure done. And I said, Lord, why? Isn't that a double standard? And he said to me, he said, my people are so full of unbelief that they don't believe that I'm greater than the devil. They don't believe I'm greater than sickness and disease. They don't believe me. And that's why he would say something like that, because that man was going to die. So it gave me an understanding, because, you know, sometimes I think maybe I'm too hard shell about it. But it doesn't make any difference. Those things are a work of the flesh. They are considered witchcraft. And the individual person has to make up their mind. But sometimes I wonder, it doesn't say, you know, if you've got symptoms, take medicine. It says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I said, okay, Lord, do we believe you or do we not believe you? I'm not trying to condemn you today or anybody else. It's just that I'm going, okay, Lord, do we sometimes if we're going to be led by the Spirit of God, the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. They do the works of the Spirit. They don't do the works of the flesh. Okay, Acts 19. Start with verse 11 there. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jewish exorcists took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there were seven sons, one of Sceva, a Jew, and a chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them. So they fled out of that house naked and wounded. You know, I remember the Lord told us in one of the visitations that when they came out of Egypt, see, they came out of a system of witchcraft. And God was trying to teach them his ways, and he was trying to teach them to believe him. And what the Lord said was, they would never believe me. So they never got to go in. And in fact, they all ended up dying. He had to let them do that. Had to let them die. So, anyway, Acts chapter 16. I only brought this up because the Holy Spirit brought it up, because I wasn't even going in that direction whenever he arrested my attention. It's just something to consider. Whatever I say, you take it to the Lord and you ask him, okay, what do you say about what she said? It's not to condemn. It's to exhort and to help. Okay, Acts 16:16. It came to pass as we went to prayer A certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus to come out of her. He came out the same hour. When her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. The whole world system that we're under right now has been under pharmakia. It's been under witchcraft. That's what Big Pharma is. They sell all their pills and their potions and things to make money off of us. And for the most part, they're no better, and they get worse. Demons cried out when they crossed paths with Jesus and Paul. They cried out when he and his team would come across them. Mark 16:17. These signs shall follow them that believe. Signs. Supernatural indications. When they cast out devils. Let me read it. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. We're not powerless here today. We don't have to be under anything other than what the Spirit of God says we need to be under. Like I said, if, you know, we have to hear what the Spirit says to us about what we are to do about our situation. Acts chapter 5, verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. This is God's medicine. This is God's way. Jesus has already bought for healing, paid for healing. You know, I never knew, well, how am I going to put this? No one likes to suffer. No one likes to suffer. And I know what it means to suffer. Okay, I'll just stop there. Did I read 5:12? By the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. Okay. Acts 8:13. He who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, the scripture says. Then Simon himself believed also. When he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I believe that with all my heart. Romans 15:19. Through mighty signs and wonders, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, so that from Jerusalem round about Illyricum, I fully preached the gospel of Christ. Power. Second Corinthians 12:12. Truly, the signs of the apostle were wrought among you in all patience, and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Here's my closing thoughts here. Throughout the years when this began to happen to me, I did not understand what was happening. A demon talking to me through a man. Looking back, it makes perfect sense now. the sons of God can expect to experience what Jesus, the Son of God, did. We can expect without being shocked or surprised that it is normal. Just as Jesus said he would only cast out demons by the finger of God, then we can can't do anything less. Demonic entities cry out because they are afraid of losing their host. If we could see into the spiritual realm, we would more than likely see every person followed by an inhabited, or followed by, how do I put it? I didn't word that right. In other words, this is what I, if we could see into the spirit realm, I think we'd see every person harassed in some way or form by a demonic entity. Okay, let's put it better that way. Their game is to torment. This is especially normal for an apostle and team to have these encounters and hear from the Holy Ghost what to do. If we do not hear, then we submit to God. That will resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Not giving in to the works of the flesh, Galatians 5. I've learned that most people have baggage. I mean, they bring their demons with them when they bring their bags in the door. Physical baggage, spiritual baggage. They react when they cross your paths. We should not get upset about this because you are a son of God and you're doing what the sons of God do. All we can do is ask the Lord, what do I do? And if he doesn't say anything about what you do, then you don't do anything. And that's the conclusion I've come to.